flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks joining us as well.
Man, Gilly kills that song, I got to say.
We are in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59, Sunday, Eagles-Chiefs, in case you haven't heard. Before we get to the top five at five,
sure.
We do have the big one at five. So
that's what Jack thinks.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll find out. Yeah. So Myles Garrett has walked by a couple of times, and you know, Ike was amazed at the physical size,
yes,
of Myles Garrett,
yeah,
and Jack was amazed as well. And there was some controversy about what Jack said about Myles Garrett, what specifically he was referring to. And there's a debate as to what Jack said. Buzz, Commissioner Buzz, back at the studio, grabbed the audio. Buzz, could you play the audio for us?
I'm just saying, pretty impressive. His size.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
he's
huge. Whoa.
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 Wow. I think that was doctored, honestly.
That was
no way I said
it's
that.
It's huge. Whoa, hold on.
Let's talk about a Freudian slip right
here. Yeah. Oh, my God. He was wearing sweatpants. All right. Let me just hear
he's
it
never
one.
Never come into Philadelphia.
Yeah. Let me hear it one more time, Commissioner Buzz.
I'm just saying, pretty impressive. His size.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's bad.
Put that on the drop board, baby. Give me a broad drop board. I'm like, Marks now. I want my own drop board. I want one drop on it, and it is that.
It makes Ike's thing, too, also even funnier. They're like, it's impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
All right.
You know?
All right. Let's get
projecting. Yes.
Let's do it, Buzz.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
We might have to work into the open of top five at five saying it's huge.
Yep, yep.
It's that big of a segment.
Yep.
So, again, not an eventful night last night out in New Orleans. Great time. We went to Preservation Hall.
Preservation Hall.
Preservation Hall jazz band.
Yeah, I know. I wore it on the first day.
You look like
go.
A local.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got some compliments on it. Like, oh, you like the music scene. Yeah,
yeah,
we get
deal
it.
Deal to you.
Yeah, it was cool, though. It was a cool, quiet night. You know,
yes.
In bed by 10.
There
I mean,
go.
That sounds like a win.
There you go.
An absolute win. So what I do have for you today, though, is things that I can no longer see or hear anymore because I'm going to blow a gasket. Number five is this show continuing to be disrespected in the industry rankings.
Oh,
number
yeah.
five on Barrett Sports Media of afternoon shows. Now, it is higher than the morning show.
No, well, morning show was two, weren't they?
No. They were not number two.
They
actually,
weren't?
They might have been number four. But
okay, midday show was seven.
Midday show's all the way down at seven.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
WIP
great
morning.
Rankings for all three days.
WIP parts. Morning show was four, you said?
I got to look it up. It felt like lower.
Good
okay.
for that.
It was not. There's definitely not two. I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, we were disrespected. Like, first of all, the fact that Evan and Tiki are ahead of us.
Has anyone listened to that show?
Our ratings are so superior to Evan and Tiki, it makes me sick to my stomach that they're ahead of us. And as I said on the video to Barrett, they asked these PDs, God bless them, these radio executives, to rank all these shows 1 to 20. How many of these shows do you think they hear? How many?
I got to say, ripping the people that make the rankings is definitely going to help you guys next year.
No, see, Barrett does not make the rankings. The voters make the rankings. And that is why my appeal to the voters is...
How do we vote?
Well, you're not a vote. It's PDs and executives.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were disrespected. We thank everybody who voted for us in a positive way. But to the ones who are not quite on with the in with the program.
Well, I blame you for that one, for, you know, the prior relationships that I'm sure you had.
Well, the
prior
relationships got us from 8 to 5.
But it didn't get us in the top 4.
Well, we'll get there.
You don't think it was Tuesdays with Elliot?
No, probably not.
Are we still doing the top 5?
Yeah. All right, number 4.
Morning show, by the way, was number 4 officially. They were not number 2.
Oh, okay.
And next year they will be below us. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Number 4. Is the fourth thing that I can see, no longer see or hear anymore, is John Clark's emoji game.
Okay, now we're ripping John Clark.
I mean,
I saw him too.
What is this? At the end of his tweet, he puts out a laughing and then the sideways laughing emoji and then the goofy one eye closed tongue out. Come on, Clarky.
Yeah, how funny could it be?
It was just Vic Fangio impressions by the players.
Yeah.
You know, the silly, quirky, ha ha ha. Like, come on, Clark.
Yeah. Did he hashtag the emojis?
No, it was just the emojis at the end.
Yeah, Elliot's a hashtag.
Yeah. It makes it worse.
John Clark thinks his tweet is Eddie Murphy and Delirious or something. Like, how funny could that be?
Real journalism. Real journalism.
Come on.
It's not going to help his Eagles inside of the year, right?
No, it hasn't been on it in years, someone would say. Yeah. Yes. The third thing I can no longer see or hear anymore, the Sixers luxury tax. They're ducking the apron, ducking that. Like, I can't hear anymore about the luxury tax when it comes to
Sixers. Up a banner.
I know.
Yeah.
Everyone's freaking out about the luxury tax. Oh, they're helping Josh Harris save money so they can buy Myles Garrett. You know, whatever.
Garrett.
It's the only thing they have to play for now. So
it's the luxury tax.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Time to embrace the process.
That was a great win last night.
It was.
It was a big win.
He's back.
Yeah.
The second thing I can no longer see or hear anymore is people pitching their bad guests on this show. I can't. The only reason why I'm excited to leave Radio Row, I don't like telling people no.
Yeah.
Not very good at it.
Yeah.
Something me and our boss share in common. But these people, I don't care about.
Oh, no. Don't say something bad.
I'm not going to say names.
Yes.
But.
Or products.
It's just. Getting pitched something on Super Bowl week when we're here, that for something that makes no sense for our show, I can't take it anymore.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Mr. New to Radio Row.
Yep.
Yeah, he's come twice now.
Yeah, what do you think this is? This is what everybody's doing here.
That's fine.
You do realize there's only two teams playing in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
All these teams aren't covering the Eagles and the Chiefs, so they're down here, you know, and these athletes coming through here are pitchmen.
But the athletes are different. We're getting down to like the bare bottoms of the guests here.
Yeah, they aren't all athletes.
They're not all athletes.
That's true.
And I'm getting thirds. I like being here. It's a lot of fun.
Right.
I don't like telling people no. Being pitched these random guests over and over again cannot take.
Yeah, why are they coming to you?
Jack's not a relationship
man. Well, we all send
them
to him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's his job.
Yeah.
Part of his job.
Yeah.
They come asking me about guests. I'm like, no, that's him.
No, talk to that guy.
Yeah, sure. I gotta be the bad guy.
That's a guy good at saying no. Yeah.
Well, I tried to have Jack. I tried to double team bad guy yesterday, and just like, oh, sorry, we're booked, and he played it completely terrible.
Yeah.
I go, oh yeah, we're booked on Thursday, right, Jack? He goes, I don't know.
Actually. We got time, actually. I'm a decent relationships guy. I just got a few people I care about.
Yeah.
The number one thing that I can't see or hear anymore is any more of the players talking. Why do they talk every day? I mean,
well, believe me, they don't want to be out there either.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even that. It's like now you're getting the stupid ass questions.
Yeah.
Like the trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, like asking Travis Kelce, which do you like more, Taylor Swift or Phantom 15-yard rough in the pass
penalties? He didn't find that.
He did not laugh at all.
He got asked if he has any Kanye on his playlist. Didn't like that one.
Oh, because of the Taylor Swift Kanye.
Like,
it's a joke years ago.
That just resonated with me. When you said it, I'm like, cause first I'm like, why wouldn't he have Kanye?
Yeah.
But then now, for obvious reasons.
Get it? Ha ha. Right?
Cooper DeJean got asked what his favorite kind of milk is.
What did he say? Oh, he said 2%.
2%.
They asked what his favorite.
The grossest kind.
His favorite, his biggest contact.
Well, I'm a lactate guy.
Yeah, I don't even drink milk.
Lactate.
Yeah.
Yeah, lactated.
Do you know I didn't know there was any milk besides skim milk until I went to college?
Yeah, I only had skim milk growing up.
I went to college freshman year, USC, went grocery shopping, just got milk because I didn't know that there was anything different. I drank whole milk.
Ugh.
Well, but if you've only had skim, whole milk tastes like the greatest thing I had ever. I called my mom. I was like, what is this milk?
It's like sugar milk.
Yeah.
Probably. It's like it's sweet, isn't it?
No, it's just thicker. It tastes just tastes more like milk.
Skim milk. You know what I have for skim milk?
Water.
Powdered milk, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's close, Elliot. Yeah, you mix it with water.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Why do I always say it wrong? Guided Door and Windows big winter sale going through February. Save 40% off all windows and doors through February. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Does Commissioner Buzz have that Myles Garrett audio yet, or you don't have it?
I don't have it yet.
Okay,
but
all right.
I will get it to
all him. Right, so we do have some audio about Myles Garrett talking about potentially going to the Eagles. We'll get to that in a moment. We are talking about Jalen. And whether Sunday is a don't lose the game for us game for Jalen or go win the game for us. 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester, you are on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Andy?
Before we get going, I have a couple of thank yous for you guys. First is this Jack. I talked to him actually last week. Thank you for pointing out Joe's drop board. It's like the Joe DeCamera morning zoo when he has that thing going. It's awful.
I can't
take it.
And it's always delayed.
Wow. What is Jack doing?
Yeah, what's Jack. Going on, man?
God forbid one of these guys come back after you, because you know you're not going to fight on the air when that happens. No. It's going to be up to me and Ike.
Yeah, that's how I do things.
You're starting a fight with the camera, and I'm going to have to finish it.
Just get off the drop board.
Now you got the callers doing it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The other people on the show, the people on his show have told him to stop.
So, well, Seltzer's right there. Oh, Seltzer's perfectly capable. He can hit the hammer.
So, anyway, the other thing is thank you for taking Chuck's calls again, because I couldn't keep up being Charles from Mount Airy.
Charles from Mount Airy.
It didn't hit the same, buddy.
Well, and the one thing left for Chuck is to announce his commitment to the WIP afternoon show. And when he does that, he's not going to have to sit on hold for 90 minutes every time when he calls like he does now. Chuck.
I couldn't keep up with the little guy's takes. They change all the time. So bad.
What's the last one?
Anyway, on to Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Spike, you are 100% right. You got it. You got it spot on.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for you to argue with my take. You're actually – no, I disagree.
Okay.
I don't know why you would expect him to do more than he normally does. Like, we don't need him to be anything more than he is. He plays great. He's like the last game against Washington, the whole team played, and that's how they really blew them out. If Jalen
Andy, you know the difference between scoring 55 points versus Washington and how many did they score against Green Bay? Was it 23, 24?
Something like that.
Yeah. The difference there was Jalen. They got turnovers in both games. Saquon played great in both games. Offensive line played great in both games. The difference was that Jalen, by the way, he dropped back to pass the same number of times he always dropped back to pass. Between 30 and 32 times, he pulled the trigger. I'm not saying I want more of that. I'm saying I want him to do what he is capable of doing. Throw on time early. Hit AJ when AJ has one-on-one. Just they're going to have to let it rip. This can't be one of the conservative Jalen games where he takes five sacks because he doesn't want to throw the ball. We need one of the good Jalen games.
Well, we don't want him taking sacks.
Yeah, but part of his apprehension in throwing the ball ends up as sacks.
Sure, but I know, but I'm saying that's not what we're
– Well, I know, but
– That's not what we're saying when we say play the way that we want him to play.
Right.
Or what he's been doing. we don't want him taking sacks. And had they converted some of those turnovers against Green Bay into touchdowns instead of field goals, that game would have been out of reach.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Part of converting it is throwing the ball effectively, I think.
When we say they can play the same style of game, they're playing a way better team than they've played all year.
Yes.
So how they beat Washington, who had a great year, cute story, they're not the Chiefs, you know? So they're going to have to do
what if
more.
What if I told you that the Commanders average more points than Kansas City?
I wouldn't really care.
Well, they average more points than the Eagles, too.
Right.
That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is you guys are making the Chiefs out to be some team that we need to go outside of our framework to beat them.
I think they are, though.
But they haven't shown that all year. All they've shown is that they allow other teams to make mistakes to beat themselves.
So I think the Chiefs, having won two straight Super Bowls,
By the way, Andy, they tried during the regular season. Thank you for the call, Andy. Good discussion. Go ahead.
I'm not saying they didn't try during the regular season, but I think it's pretty clear this is a team that during the regular season is just getting to the playoffs. They scored over 30 points one time, and it was last week when they needed
you
to
think
score.
That was, you, hold on. You think that was by design?
No, I'm saying I don't think the Chiefs we saw in the regular season are going to be necessarily the one you see in the Super Bowl on Sunday. I think Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, Steve Spagnuolo, Chris Jones, those great players will be at their best on Sunday, whereas I think during the regular season, yes, they're trying. I'm not saying, but they're not as engaged
during the regular
season. No, I think when you've won two straight Super Bowls, you're playing the regular season. It's like a different level when you get to the playoffs.
How the hell did they win 15 games then?
Well, they won a lot of one-score games, and credit to them for doing that. But I think you're going to see a better version of the Chiefs on Sunday than you have this
season. But I'm saying the way that they won. See, here's the funny thing. It's okay when the Chiefs win the way that they win, close games, one possession games, but we have to have blowouts. We have to have blowouts. We have to have blowouts for us. Now, the Chiefs in a bunch of one possession games all year long, barely getting by the skin of their teeth. Somehow, they flipped the switch. By the way, they barely got by Buffalo last week. You act like they dominated Buffalo. You act like they went out there and put on some fearless game that, oh, man, we got to scrap everything we do. They barely beat Buffalo last week. And quite frankly, they didn't look that great against Houston. They didn't look that great against the Houston Texans either. So now all of a sudden, playing the number one defense in the league, the defense has given up the second fewest amount of points in the league. With the way that we play, that's not good enough to beat the Chiefs.
It could beat the Chiefs, but I think they need to. I think the Eagles are going to have to play the best game of the season to win this game.
I think you guys.
And I also think the Chiefs play to their competition a little bit, right? So when they played the Bills, they played better than they had all season on offense. They scored more points than they had all season. Right. So I think in a game in the Super Bowl against a great Eagles team, you're going to get an A performance from the Chiefs. And to me, that means the Eagles are going to have to play better. The Chiefs are the better team. So the Eagles.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
I know, and I said we'll find out Sunday.
I know we will find out Sunday, but going into the game.
So if they win, did the Eagles beat the better team? Or are they, what are we looking at?
Eagles are underdogs.
I don't care about that. The Eagles have averaged more points. They give up fewer points.
Right. So why do you think the Eagles
If they both play their A game, the Eagles are the better team.
I don't think – then why are the Eagles underdogs?
Because –
You asked Vegas that. I'm not Vegas.
No, but the reason they're underdogs is because people agree the Chiefs are the better team. They've won two straight Super Bowls. They won more games in the regular season. You're right. The Eagles statistically have things to their advantage.
If they were so great, why wouldn't they be more than a one-point favorite?
But they are a favorite. If the Eagles are definitely the better team, why aren't they
a
favorite? That has
definite,
to matter.
Elliot. There's nothing definite. Except you're trying to convince us that the Chiefs are the better team.
And you're trying to tell me the Eagles are the better
team. Well, because I know what I looked at all year, and the Eagles have looked like the better team all year long.
Yes, this year I would agree.
This is the only year that matters.
Right. No, but there's a reason. This is a Chiefs team that's won two straight Super Bowls. They won more games
than
the Eagles.
That
does matter.
No, it doesn't.
The Chiefs have the best player in the game.
That matters. You know who that matters to? People who are not playing. Because you're sitting back watching.
Right.
It doesn't matter to those guys who've been busting their ass on the field all year that the Eagles have the best O-line in football, right? It doesn't matter to them what the Chiefs did 2 years ago. 2 years ago. It just does not matter. I'm looking at the teams this year, and you can't tell me that the Chiefs have been the better football team than the Eagles this year.
I do not think the Chiefs have played better football than the Eagles this year. But I still think they're the better team because of what they've accomplished. And the line backs that up. The Eagles,
it's a one-point line, Elliot.
Okay, but if the Eagles are the
best.
Hold on. on. If the Eagles are the better team, Jack, right, and everyone here will say the Eagles have the better roster, then why are the Chiefs favored?
I don't know, and that's a stupid question.
No, but it's not because
no,
that's
it is a stupid question.
I don't think it is.
No, it's a stupid question that we can't answer because we didn't set the line. Had I been the one set the line, the Eagles would be favored.
Because you think the Eagles are the better team.
Duh.
Yes, but the fact that the line is set to the Chiefs being the favorite shows people believe Kansas City is
better. Oh, that's all about betting money. And
but that's where it comes from. They don't just pick the line out of nowhere.
They got one advantage on the field. Well, if you want to give Andy the advantage, okay, they got two advantages. The Eagles have the advantage in every other category.
And that was the case in 2022 as well.
I know it wasn't.
It's the same exact thing. In 2022, we sat on Radio Row in Arizona, and everyone said
and there was
the Eagles
game.
Are the – And the Chiefs won, right? So,
but this team's better than that 22 team.
And the Chiefs, I think this Chiefs team is better than that team as well. So I think both teams are better than they were. I just think the Chiefs, because they've won straight two Super Bowls, don't give it like their full week in and week out.
Let me flip that question around on you. Chiefs have won how many Super Bowls?
Three, right?
Yeah.
This is their fifth Super Bowl?
Yep. Yes.
How many Super Bowls have the Eagles won with this unit?
With this team right here?
Yeah.
Zero. Yeah.
Why is the spread bigger then?
Because the Eagles are a very good team.
Oh, but I thought the Chiefs were clearly better because they've won Super Bowls in the past.
Yeah, which
so
is
I'm
why
saying,
they're
why
favorites.
Isn't it it's a one-point spread.
Right, because I think the Chiefs deserve to be favorites and the Eagles deserve to have it be close.
But
they're two great teams.
They're favorites because people view the Mahomes thing. There can be a big upgrade from the Mahomes to Hurts thing that balances out how better the Eagles roster
is. But you can't just say the Chiefs have two things that are better, the head coach and the quarterback, and then be like, well, the Eagles have better
linebackers. But the Eagles are a better team.
Yes.
Then you can't tell me why the Eagles are underdogs.
Because
you don't
the quarterback's not as good.
You don't want to say it, but it's because the Chiefs are the better team.
No, it's not. It's because the quarterback's not
as
good.
And does the quarterback impact who has a better team?
Of course.
So there you go. So if you think Mahomes is the better quarterback, then they have the better team, and the line indicates that. But it's okay to say the Chiefs are better. It makes them more impressive on Sunday. I know you don't.
I don't believe it.
I know, but I think everyone else seems to believe it.
Everyone else like who?
Well, the betting public, the line is, unless
we'll
I've missed it.
The game is Sunday.
Yeah, we'll find
so
out
we'll
when
see
the game
what the betting public is when the line is.
We'll see what it closes.
Late at. Money comes in.
I agree.
On game
when
day.
The sharps come in, I'll
yeah,
be curious
okay,
to
man.
See. Yeah,
right,
I'll be curious to see.
Chiefs are better because they're favorite.
Boy, what a crazy concept.
I expect more.
Well, I'm saying,
so
like.
Why don't we just use the line for everything?
Well, the line, there are upsets, but the line is a good indicator of what the public
thinks. Well, they're trying to get money on both sides.
This is stupid. I expect more out of you than this.
I mean, they've won two straight Super Bowls, and they lost one game all year. It's not like I'm saying that the Bengals are better than the Eagles. The Chiefs deserve to be the better team. That's fine. Like, the Eagles can win the game. The Eagles can have a better roster. The Chiefs go into this game as the better team.
In your opinion?
In my opinion. And the betting publics.
It's not the betting publics. It's the line.
The line.
Well, the line has to do with the betting
unless
public.
I missed it today.
Do we have the Myles Garrett audio?
Yeah, I think we should do it on the other side.
We should do it on the other side?
Yeah.
Oh, do I got to read?
Well, we got another minute or so.
Well,
because I want to do Creed at the right time. I
got to get ready for Creed. I'm hot now. Yeah. Elliot made me irritated over
here.
Well,
you let him do it.
Yeah.
It is on you.
Put your finger down. Put your finger down.
So here's it.
I'll backhand him over here.
Yeah. I was about to say, I'm going to catch it. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be saying the Eagles are the better team. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Same angle of the Creed video. You want to get some different. I know the reactions have been good for the people who haven't seen
well,
the video.
Well, I don't know if you heard it, but our friends over in D.C. got mad that you were recording the video because you're just giving us what we want.
So the same angle.
Yeah,
they didn't like that we were getting attention, and that's not what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And, you know,
content
you're supposed
row
to
sit, over
the,
here.
Just sit there and bore people to tears all afternoon. That, I guess
talking about the loser Commanders.
Yeah, well, one thing we want to go over. So Pete Prisco for CBS ranked the individual players playing in this game.
He made a lot of sense, too.
This was crazy.
Yeah, so you'll be interested. You'll be interested to see where.
I don't even know where it's at.
Where Jalen
is. Wait, do you know where Jalen is?
No.
Oh, yeah, hold on. I want Ike to guess how low this guy's willing to put Jalen.
How low?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Yeah,
individual.
That doesn't
player.
Sound good already.
No, but I don't even think you would. This is.
Yeah, all right, that's coming up next. We are in the great city of New Orleans.
The Big Easy, some say.
The Big Easy, some say. Locals do. For Super Bowl 59, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, great news. There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, the Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 5-year price guarantee that you can save up to $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, you get
$200 Verizon gift card when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. Now, that's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. Don't miss out. Stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited-time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say,
everybody,
hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
The cops came over.
You come sing.
Hey,
I'm so far down.
There we go. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. Only one more day.
One more. Yeah. And we, yeah.
No, we got to do it tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, we're you doing and Elliot. Tomorrow somewhere.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah.
I'll record it.
Johnny Clark, you like that?
Yeah, we're live from New Orleans.
by the way.
It seemed like the New Orleans police were checking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, the police did show up.
Also, yeah. I was looking
once
over.
Once I heard it was Creed, they were fine with it.
I was looking over there at Chat Sport. I think it's a station in Wichita.
Yeah.
There was a guest there, and he did one of these. We started, and he just went, uh-huh. like one of those, what the hell?
Yeah. You can also count Clark as someone that believes that Higher is the number one Creed song.
Like everyone in the world, when you guys say you sing Creed, they go, oh, Higher?
Everyone in the world, even though it's not their most streamed song.
I don't know what to tell you. Clark did it. Everyone
You're
does
wrong.
It. I think Costos did it. Like
no, Costos thinks Torn is their
but
best
I think
song.
He first said Higher when you asked him yesterday.
What? I don't understand what your point is. So what data are you giving aside from the four people you've asked?
Get the numbers,
the
Elliot.
The people on the street.
What's the Vegas line on it?
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Yeah, Mr. Linesman over there.
Yeah.
I've never heard you use lines in your argument ever.
We use lines all the time.
We. Yeah. You. Yeah. Never. Yeah. That's the issue.
I would never use the line in argument.
Okay.
A football guy. That's why I said I was disappointed in you.
I said they won two straight Super Bowls and won more games and had the better quarterback and head coach.
Oh, well, that's a good argument.
Yeah. That's why they're favorites by about one and a half.
All right. So Myles Garrett has been here doing the rounds. Myles Garrett made a trade request of the Cleveland Browns, which he made public. We tried to do some recruiting, but Myles Garrett also stopped by the Zach Gelb show at the Infinity Sports Network, which, of course, is an Odyssey property. And here is what Myles Garrett said on the show.
When you walk around here today, what's the one team that you got the most? Hey, come join my team.
Oh, man. The Eagles have been out in full force. I've heard a good amount from Detroit and Commanders have spoken up a couple times as well.
And the Eagles, right? They're in the big game.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman's always wheeling and dealing. We even have some of their media right here to the right recording this conversation. And my old boss, Spike Eskin and Ike Reese, they're chanting at you, come to Philadelphia. You could see yourself eating some cheesesteaks and winning a championship in the city of brotherly love.
I mean, we went there for a preseason. I definitely got me a cheesesteak. You know, it lived up to my hopes. And now I'm not going to stay too attached to any one team at this point. You know, I know my fate really is in my hands, but, it would be a hell of a destination.
That's all I needed to hear.
Yep.
It's enough. It's so clear it's where he wants to go.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear.
Yep. I mean, he's here walking around Radio Row talking about he wants to play for a contender with a big picture of Jalen Hurts and Josh Huff above him. So I think
Josh Huff?
I'm sorry, Josh
Bryce Huff. Yeah. Oh, Josh Sweat. Yeah.
Not Bryce Huff.
Yeah, the
way to nail the joke, buddy. Way to land the plane.
Now, by the way, he does have a point. Like, they'll trade him where they want to trade him, you know, and he's under contract.
I agree with that, but and maybe his list will be two or three teams, but I think it's a little similar to the NBA where if he doesn't want to go to a place and he makes that known, that does dissuade. The team could do it anyway, for sure, but he will have some say, I think, in trying to steer his way to where he wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, the team has to do the right thing by the team, too, you know?
Sure, if, let's say, the Lions offer them a first and the Eagles offer a second and he tells Detroit, I do not want to come play for you, they maybe might not be as willing to give up the first,
right.
Is what I'm saying.
I'll say this. I love the fact that there's an inside track there with Andrew Berry. I don't know how that relationship ended.
That's a good point.
I do know his brother is still working.
Yeah.
Within the front office, his twin brother, so... and you would be trading out of the conference.
Yep.
You had to worry about that. So trading him over to the NFC. And, Elliot, you know this better than probably any one of us as far as what the Eagles' salary cap structure looks like right now and whether or not they'll be able to give him a new contract and sort of pay him the way he wants to be paid.
Yeah, so they have about $18 million in salary cap space currently. That number, I would guess, will go up. They normally restructure deals. They find ways to open up space. Now they do have their own free agents to sign, which we've talked about. But I just think the combination of Jeffrey's willingness to cut checks and Howie's ability to move the money around, they'll be able to get it done. But the other thing is if they win this Super Bowl, you're talking about a chance to repeat next year where, you have incentive to go and add to the defense and make a big move like that.
All right. So – I mentioned that Pete Prisco at CBS, Jack found this, not me. I just want to say that. Uh-oh. Pete Prisco ranked the individual players in the Super Bowl from 1 to 15. Ranked the players. Ike, where would you have Jalen Hurts ranked?
In this game?
In this game, individual players.
Talent, yep.
Yeah.
Both teams.
Both teams. Maybe give a range. You don't have to.
Well, he would certainly be 5 to 10, maybe.
Okay.
5 to 10. I would go 5 to 10. Now, importance, he would be in the top 5.
Yeah, sure.
He's the quarterback.
Okay.
But I would have him 5 to 10.
Okay. So here is his ranking, and I'll just keep reading them off until we get to Jalen. Number 1, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Thirsty.
Fair. Understandable.
Have a take.
Number 2, Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
Well, Saquon should be 1.
All right. So will you stop it? You're just going to make this take longer.
All right. All right. All right.
And Saquon should not be 1.
215.
All right. Number 3, Chris Jones. Kansas City.
Okay.
Defensive tackle.
Yep.
Number 4, Jalen Carter.
You can't have Jalen Carter over Jalen Hurts.
Oh, get ready, buddy.
Number 5, Lane Johnson.
And Lane Johnson.
Number 6, Creed Humphrey. He is the chief center.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, for the listener, not for you.
Is he a fan of 5:30?
Trust me, I wasn't like Creed Humphrey was not on my radar. So,
and we got Creed Humphrey in front of Jalen.
Well, 5:30 Creed. It is the 5:30 segment.
Oh my God.
Number 7, Zach Bond.
We got Zach Bond in front of Jalen too. Listen,
first team all pro.
Yeah, I knew we were going there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number 8, Trent McDuffie, Chiefs cornerback.
Now that's ridiculous.
Number 9, Jordan Mailata. Number 10, A.J. Brown.
What?
He's at 10. I thought he would be higher.
It's actually disrespectful.
Number 11, Travis Kelce.
It's Jack's big issue with the list.
Travis Kelce is number 11?
Well, I told you he's washed.
Number 12, Joe Thuney.
Thuney.
Yep.
This is Jack's big thing this week.
Yeah.
Number another ridiculous name.
Number 13, Quinyon Mitchell.
Oh.
We got Quinyon. Now, listen, I love Quinyon Obey as much as the next person. Go Birds! Are we seriously putting the rookie corner in front of the quarterback, too?
Number 14, Jake Elliott. No, I'm just kidding. Number 14, Jalen Hurts. 14 of the individual players.
14 of the individual. Now, there's about four of those that he should be in front of, without question.
Zach Bond.
Quinyon.
Creed Humphreys. Travis Kelce. And I would put him in front of Jalen Carter because just how important Jalen Hurts is.
I mean, you're not going to hear much from me. I would have Jalen like top five.
Well, I mean, the five-ish. Hard part is you say to yourself, well, where does this player – it's how you think about it, I guess.
Right.
Because where does this player rank in the hierarchy of his position? Jalen Carter would be higher than Jalen Hurts.
I think Creed Humphrey is viewed as, if not the best center in the league, like in that discussion.
Right. So then you have to get to the importance of that
down to Jason Kelce.
Yeah, position and player. Yeah.
Trust me, I think he's way too low. I was floored when Jack sent me this. Although once Jack sent it, I should have known.
Yes.
When I
saw
him finishing top three, Jack went send.
I said it to everyone.
I'm sure.
The 14th best player.
In the game.
Caller makes a point.
Nah, who did this? Who?
Pete Prisco.
Over CBS.
Objective, yep.
Yeah. Not a Jalen guy.
National reporter.
Yeah. It's just nice to see some objectivity.
Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, you're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
What's going on in the Big Easy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we do.
Right. Yeah, that's what the locals call it.
Well. Hope y'all doing it well. Know what, Elliot?
What up?
Man, I could go through this mic and kind of strangle you right now, man.
If you
don't say Barkley, you got to run this ball. Why are you trying to switch up the damn offense, bro? Now, I don't usually get mad at you. But
you get mad all the time, Big A.
Well, what's your issue with them throwing?
Okay.
I'm ready to get mad at
you. Listen, bro, if you don't run that ball down their damn throat like you've been doing all year, all of a sudden you want to get pretty and start throwing the ball over the plate.
Yep.
It ain't going to work.
I wouldn't – what do you say, getting pretty? I wouldn't call throwing the ball getting pretty.
Well, especially in this offense.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. We run the ball to set up the pass. We don't pass to set up the run.
Yeah, I'm not saying they shouldn't run the ball.
You loosen the defense up. If they want to play up, then you throw the ball.
I've seen A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith make big plays against his Chiefs secondary. In the Super Bowl, they scored, 33 points by throwing the ball. Last year, they beat the Chiefs by throwing the ball. And so,
They had a better passing offense.
They didn't have Barkley.
I want Saquon to run the ball. I'm not saying, move him out of the game plan. But I'm saying against a Chiefs team that I believe is the better team, you have to come out and swing early and try to build a lead. And I think you do that with big plays in the passing game.
No, we don't do that.
Okay.
No. Come on. Aaron, how does it feel that you're now the third best caller in your family?
Who's in front of
Mason.
Me?
Mason.
Well, Mason.
Mason.
Yeah.
Oh, Mason was on the radio?
He made some good points.
I didn't even hear my grandson on there.
Yeah.
He said Jalen has to let it rip on Sunday.
He did. Why are they the best? No, why? Let me tell you why the best, because I taught them.
Mason was way too positive, though. You got to teach him to be more negative like you.
He was the one that convinced me to throw the ball.
No, because they're not as old as me. They ain't been through nothing. I've been through a lot. Now, if they win, I'm going to be just like them. I'm going to be just like them. Be a happy caller.
Yep.
Ain't nothing you can say to me. I don't care about the Sixers.
You're streaking down broad, buddy. Yep.
Even if they throw the way to a win?
Huh?
Even if they throw their way to the win?
I'm going to give you a score.
Okay.
37-20.
Dude, they're not scoring 37 points.
How are we scoring 37 points if we don't throw the ball?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. They're going to do it. All right? They're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to do it. They might sack him in the end zone. That's two.
Listen, that's 2 points.
Come see us.
You're going to get 18.
Listen, Big A. Come see us Friday at Chickies and Pete's, man.
Yeah, come on, Big A.
I want to so bad, man, but I get off work too late.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
Listen, you got to work. Yeah, you got to make
it. Jack will hang around.
This Friday?
This Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be down there.
All local businesses are giving people off work on Friday to come down. It's Super Bowl Friday. By the way, so I'm hearing reports from back in the studio.
Oh, boy.
That our D.C. friends.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
They put in three audio clips.
So they didn't have to hear.
Smart.
Well.
Smart.
Yeah. Good strategy. Good strategy.
Well, I told you they were bracing for us today.
Spike, the program director in New York, Philly, and DC.
Yeah. Big Jason in Allentown. You're on WIP. What's up, Jason?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, just one quick thing. The only thing that has been concerning me.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. The only thing that has been concerning me about this whole Super Bowl week and leading up to playoffs is Jake Elliott. And so I just want to get your expert opinions on just one issue, and I may be thinking too far ahead.
Okay.
Let's say the similar thing happened from 2022, and this time is the Eagles driving down. The game's tied. The Eagles are driving down. A minute left. Jalen takes him down, and it's Jake to kick a 30-yard field goal. He makes it. Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Do we bring Jake Elliott back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Me.
Yeah, I mean,
we're open to competition.
If he makes the game-winning kick in the Super Bowl, did I miss a part of this?
Yeah. Look, here's the other thing I would say. I wouldn't mind bringing another kicker into camp, push him a little bit. Let's go. You make a game-winning kick, it's great. He hasn't been.
It's a 30-yarder.
Here's the thing that makes me a little worried about Jake is not the extra points. I think he'll figure that out.
Yeah.
It's the distance.
Not doing kickoffs, I feel like, is a bit of a red flag.
Well, he's done kickoffs ever since Ike tweeted about it.
Right, but he didn't do it all year.
Yeah. Jason, I think the distance thing is a problem for me because 50-plus yard field goals in the NFL are regular now. Like, you can't you know, when we were growing up, it was just like
a big deal.
It was like Morton Anderson. He was the only guy that could do it in a dome. Now guys are pushing 60 yards. And Jake's made no 50-plus yard field goals this year. I think he's 0 for 8.
I think he made one, but regardless.
It's just that part worries me a little bit.
Would you guys coach around Jake Elliott on Sunday? Like, from the standpoint of
– I would not do that. I would not.
Now, if he shanks one early in the game, then
– give him the opportunity early.
All right, here's an interesting hypothetical.
Yeah.
Would you rather
be curious about this?
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
Would you rather be down 2 and having the Chiefs kick to win, or would you rather have Jake Elliott kick to win?
I'd rather have Jake Elliott kick
to win. I think too, right? Yeah. I think that speaks to deep down the confidence you have in Jake Elliott.
No, it speaks to Harrison Buckner's awesome.
Yeah, unless he's kicking from 70 yards, I don't want him kicking.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd rather have Jake Elliott.
Buckner's like, this guy's good.
I think the Jake Elliott thing is a little what you said. I think he's more likely to miss a
Man, you're out of control.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
I think Jake Elliott's more likely to miss an extra point in the first quarter than he is to miss a game-winning
kick. Let's say it's first quarter, whatever, 4th and 5, it's a 54-yard field goal.
No, I go
for it. So that goes to being more aggressive than a lack of faith in
Jake
Elliott.
Would you go for it or kick the field goal?
I would go for it.
Yeah, because if it's a 50-plus yard, you already know where his percentages are.
He's not making them.
All right, well, what about if it's in the 40s?
Do you have any worry Nick's going to be overly aggressive?
Early in the game, I'm taking the points.
Okay.
For 2 years, he's heard you weren't aggressive enough in the Super Bowl. That's why they lost.
I am concerned about that.
Do you think Nick will be too, like, I'm going to prove a point?
I'm worried about that.
I am worried about that.
I do think Nick's a little susceptible to that.
I have no worries
about
that.
But he's been really good.
I want to go for it on fourth down.
No, I know. But
yeah.
But there are, we can both acknowledge, there are times where you
I don't want to do it on my own 34.
Yeah.
But I think once you're in.
Although, Doug did go for it on fourth down with, 8 minutes ago in 2017 from his own territory. Like, there could be situations where you got to say.
Right.
Well, also, Nick was rolling at that point, too.
And Brady was rolling.
Yes.
So he wanted to give Brady the ball back.
But, I mean, Nick was in a similar situation. I know it was deeper, but that 3rd and 3 in the fourth quarter against the Chiefs.
Where he punted.
Now, he was deeper, and that is worth acknowledging. But, I mean, the Chiefs were rolling. I
think one thing about going for it on fourth, and they talk about this a lot on teams that go for it on fourth a lot, is that when you have the mindset that you're going to go for it on fourth, you can structure how you're
– Right.
How you're approaching every set of downs a little bit differently.
Well, especially third down.
And the defense is like, they kept saying it, you can't celebrate on after a big third down stop anymore because there's another one coming.
Yep.
And boy, man, when possessions are limited and you have a chance to keep that other team on the field to endure the punishment of your offensive line more, you know, it's another reason why I want to get the passing game, not to forget about this, but for next year back on track, is I want to be one of those teams that is more confident on 4th and 4
than we have been this year.
You know? By the way, because I know we talked about this yesterday, I can't remember if I said this to you when I got here, but I did talk to Kevin Petullo today about the offensive coordinator, and it's very clear he wants the job. Like, he said, absolutely. He said, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially there's been, you know, they've hired other offensive coordinators the past year. He hasn't gotten it. It's
I told you.
No, I know, but I just – I was a little surprised how open he was.
How open he was about it.
Yeah,
I saw it was interesting. He described his job as half head coach and half offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which made me wonder, that's why I said, you know, some people are happy in the role they have, you know, like Jeff Stoutland. And it sounds like he's got a pretty nice role.
Yeah.
But it's pretty clear I think he wants that title.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you get into that job, so you can eventually, you know,
and make more money.
Moved up. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What's up, big dog? Ike, to anyone he doesn't remember the name of.
Yeah, be careful if Ike big dogs you.
Yeah, that is true. Big dog or either broski, one or the other. Yep, that's
how you know.
Yep.
Now, the other trick, Ike, is to introduce one of us to them so they say their name.
Yeah. Yes. Well, only thing I get worried about that is that I still don't have the name ready to go.
No. Well, what happens is you go, this is Spike. He's my co-host. He goes, hi, I'm
Gotcha,
and you trick him into saying his name.
Here's another good trick.
Yep.
Everyone has on name tags.
Well, yeah, we do have media passes.
Yeah, I'm saying here at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but one of the
it's hard to
I
look
feel
down.
Like people know that you're looking.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I see people looking at my name tag all the time. And you know how blind I am, how hard I got to look.
They're
looking.
Also not the easiest to read. I would agree with
you. Yeah, I'm like the font is small.
Yep. What's next?
Whoa. Did you forget about me when naming former teammates, Ike? Need me to come on and talk about my shaving habits again?
Oh,
Sean Landetta.
Could have left that one out.
Yep. Man, what a moment.
He wants to come on and talk about the Super Bowl.
Amended fences.
Yeah.
From that whole thing. We don't go backwards.
I know. Only forward.
Do you think I threw me under the bus when you mended that fence?
I did not.
Okay.
There's no way.
Okay.
No
that was
way.
Jack.
Wasn't there.
You weren't there. That's right.
Yeah. Which means I did blame it on a producer.
There was someone. Someone who, you know, had an incident going to Six Flags.
Yep. What's next?
Spike, guys, when you call in, this is not a scary place. You're allowed to have an opinion. Except Black Gritty, Andy and Defford, Chris and Pence Hawking, Ken and Cinnamon Sin, and for a short time, Chuck and Mount Airy. Mike in Havertown.
All those guys are allowed to have opinions.
For a short time, Chuck.
Yeah, those guys are allowed to have opinions. None of those guys are banned.
Nope.
No. Some of them are cowards, but they're not all banned.
I wonder if they feel banned.
Ken calls all the time.
They definitely feel banned.
Ken calls all the time.
Ken calls.
So, Chuck.
That's true.
Yeah. What's next?
Yeah, I actually think Godfather 2 is better than Godfather 1, and don't even get me started on Godfather 3. Ike having a random conversation while on the air.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, this is the text.
I thought I was freed, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Why is the text line all about me today?
No, I don't know. It was a notable Ike day.
Yeah.
What's next?
I'm not saying Chuck in Mount Airy is a front runner, but he famously went to see the movie Titanic wearing a Leonardo DiCaprio t-shirt and left the movie wearing an iceberg t-shirt. Alex in Lancaster.
He is such a flip-flopper.
Oh, my God. He's acting today like he hasn't been crushing
Jalen. Yeah, he's the biggest Jalen fan in the world.
Wait, and doesn't he hate Nick, too?
Well, he hates
Nick.
Well, he was pro-Nick and Jalen today?
They're going to crush him in the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
So he hides it behind. He's an Eagles fan.
Yes. Right.
Right. He does the whole, I'm an Eagles fan. So that's where he's at. He's happy that the Eagles are here.
So he thinks the quarterback stinks and the coach stinks, but the Eagles are going to win by 20 in the Super Bowl over the Chiefs,
and
who
if
have
you
won
don't
two
agree,
consecutive Super Bowls.
You're a hater.
Yeah.
Not everyone would be
or you're
consistent
scared.
As Jack.
Yes.
Yeah, Jack, you know where he stays on it.
Except that he is going to predict that the Eagles win.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And I'm pro-Nick.
What's next?
Can you believe this guy going down the chimney in the middle of the night making all that noise? And the worst part is getting attention for giving gifts to kids. Cringe. Grant and Danny on Christmas.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
That was good.
Text line.
Well, they can't wait till we leave.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the relief when they get here on Friday and they see we're not here? It's going to be great.
Take a deep breath at 5:30. Right. Yep. Enjoy the
silence.
Oh,
these guys aren't here? Yep.
Hey, Buzz, who's up next?
Got Tom Kelly and Devin Caney.
TK and
Tom Kelly, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm also.
Oh, and Elliot, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, you're still working?
Oh,
dude,
never
go
stops.
Home.
Never,
well, you have nothing to do after the
Super Bowl,
as
anyway. I said to Ike, what's he doing, you know, in 2 weeks?
Probably, wow. Yeah, he's right? Covering the Sixers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're dead.
Still got to talk about the Eagles. All right, so TK and DK are next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, the pros at Glad Hair just took it to the house again with Exosomes, the newest addition to the Glad system of hair restoration. Everybody's talking about this hair loss breakthrough. Not all Exosomes are created equal. Trust the experts at Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical, offering the industry's most leading-edge treatments delivered by an unmatched team of specialists. Learn more about Exosomes and feel confident like you're going for it on fourth down. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit GladHairMCTR.com.